The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And a good Sunday morning to everyone out there. I'm Chris Creston. I'm joined, as always, by Kelvin, the Money Guy. This is Your Life, Your Money. We talk to Kelvin, the Money Guy, about all sorts of things to do with your money and how it intersects with your life. And that's the most important thing is making sure that all of that balances out. We'll be talking today about retirement, as we do often, but we're going to be talking especially about women in retirement. And I think there's probably a lot of people out there who've heard the promos throughout the week, and a lot of the ladies out there in our audience are interested in exactly what we're going to be talking about. So we'll dig into that a little bit later. First, I'll give you the contact information when you want to get a hold of Kelvin. Maybe you've got an advisor and you want a second opinion. Maybe you don't have a financial advisor at all and you want to reach out to Kelvin to make sure that you're doing stuff right on your own. Get a checkup or get someone who's got years of experience in your corner to help you plan for that retirement. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca, or you can call Kelvin off the air after the show at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. But Kelvin, good Sunday morning to you. Kelvin, how you doing?
Oh, good morning. How's things?
But you know what? I was just listening to the news, and before we delve into the topic of women in retirement, and I just wanted to ask you, Kelvin, and I think I know the answer, but is playing the lottery a good, wise financial plan?
No, what it satisfies are, you know, are going to get rich quick, which might happen, but you know what? The odds in winning the big prize, they say, is finding Elvis alive in a spaceship after you hit the Loch Ness Monster. That's the odds. So it's funny you say that, because about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks now, someone had called me from the show and they won $1 million in the OLG.
Wow, congrats.
So I'm totally happy. I'm thinking, wow, man, good for you, right? Because I haven't met anybody that won a lot, like a big prize, right? Mm-hmm. Anyhow, she's 71 or 72, I think. So I asked her, you know, how long you've been buying tickets? And she goes, oh, man, since she was like in her 20s or 30s, right? And I'm thinking to myself, when I do the math, if she took money and invested over all those years, she would probably have $2 million. But It's just the way it goes, right?
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting way of looking at it. And, you know, I guess that's why you got to have a guy like Kelvin in your corner. Now, you won't get the same rush out of waiting for the ticket,
no,
and checking your numbers and everything, all those things. But you also won't get that same sense of disappointment, I'm sure, as well.
I know. Listen, I buy the lottery myself, you know, but it's just one of those. I think it's one of those habits. We go to a gas station and we buy a lottery ticket or grocery store, right? So.
I'm in a lottery pool with some people from work. And so right. If a bunch of people from 640 go missing all of a sudden, knock on wood, hopefully that means we won. you know, a guy can dream. So hopefully, you know, maybe one of us are holding the winning ticket and we don't even know it.
Right.
But, you know, for everyone who's not winning the lottery, and if you're thinking, all right, I'm going to take the money that I'm spending on lottery tickets and I'm going to listen to Kelvin and I'm going to invest it instead. You know, you've got a retirement to plan for, and you've got a life to plan for, and you've got all those sorts of things that you don't want to be hanging over your head, and you don't want all those worries and concerns. Do I have enough? Am I going to have enough? Or what's going to happen to me if I'm alone and all that? And I think that those are a lot of questions that a lot of women have, you know, in the workplace, out of the workplace, planning on retiring. And I think that there's a lot of unique situations that women find themselves in when it comes to retirement. And I think that's why it's great that you brought up this topic for this week's show.
Yeah, you know how I think of these topics, Chris, you know how we always talk about what should we talk about in the next show. And when I get people coming to see me, the last few months, I believe there's a few, it seemed like women that called me, they were either husband passed away, or something like that. And they're really lost, you know, about what to do with their money because they never got involved while, you know, while they were in their working years and so on. And Canadian women are entering the age of financial empowerment, meaning that, you know, the previous generation of women paved the way for the women of today. Meaning that when I look at this, it says that women are 31% of Canadian households, women are the breadwinners of 31%, which is huge. I mean, when you think about it.
You got to think that's a generational change. What's been in the past is not the
same
to have. Yeah. The woman is the primary breadwinner in the household.
And by 2024, which is 3 years away, they're anticipating that women will control $2.7 trillion of household net worth in Canada, $2.4 trillion, which is a lot again, right? So
yeah, wow.
Yeah, so over the next, you know, several decades, they stand to get about 70% of intergenerational wealth, which is about $7.1 trillion. Because what's happening is, you know, women outlive us guys, right? I mean, that's proven. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Some people tell me why, but I don't know. So what happens is they need not only women, but people in general. You know, we need to take the bull by the horn and learn about our money, learn about how money works, and what are some of the pitfalls and things like that. So we're entering into the new way of people thinking and stuff like that, right? So women shouldn't let, you know, a solo retirement catch them by surprise. They, you know, if you know what's coming down the pipe, you need to learn now so that when it does happen, you're not, you know, shocked or thinking, oh my God, I wish I'd have done something to not to have these pitfalls, right?
Right. And I think that, you know, you talk a lot about the shoulda, woulda, coulda guy, but, you know, there's the shoulda, woulda, coulda gal out there mm-hmm. too. And there's a lot of things you don't want to end up regretting. And I think that, you know, obviously, you know, a woman, whether they find themselves retiring with a spouse and they've got their own income, they've got their own mm-hmm. retirement that they should be saving for, or if they find themselves alone, there's a lot of things that you don't want to end up regretting that I wish I invested more before. I wish someone told me to get a TFSA instead of that RRSP and all that.
Right. And you know, again, statistics, I'm a big statistics guy, right? Like, I mean, everything is based on stats, like sports. We know Matthews are going to go up right side and shoot the puck and don't pass it, things like that, right? So we know that, so statistics tell us that 90% of women will end up managing their own finances at some point in time, either because of, you know, divorce, widowhood, or because they, you know, they never got married in the first place. So at some point in time,
think of that stat, because at some point in time, because women live longer than men, they will mm-hmm. be retired alone.
Yeah. And listen, because women tend to live longer, they say you can expect 5 female to hit 100 for every male that reaches the 100. So, you know, and we're living longer, right? Like every day, or actually every month, you're hearing about, you know, people living till age 100, right? 100 plus. So as we move on with better healthcare, better, you know, the pandemic is going to give us better healthcare, we hope. So we'll live even longer, right? So these statistics are so true. They say 28.3% of single women will live in poverty, which is, you know, yeah, which is things that's why these topics of women and financial planning should really sit down and, you know, adhere to some of these stats and do something about it and, you know, seek out a financial advisor. If they don't have one, call me and, you know, put pen to paper and make a plan for yourself, right? Not only women, but people in general. So yeah, it's one of those things that I think we need to go. So maybe after the break, we'll get more into, more in depth into things.
We'll dig more into this topic, women in retirement, thinking about all those statistics. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca. More of your life, your money, coming up on the other side of the break here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, I am Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. Kelvin's a great guy to have in your corner. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country. Women in investment or women in retirement, women in the workplace, and making sure that they're able to plan for a retirement where, in all likelihood, we've been through a lot of the statistics in the last segment. A lot of, we know women live longer than men, and there's a high likelihood that women are going to be retired alone, and they're going to have to have part of that retirement taken care of and planned out when you are alone. And whether it is that you were never attached, or the fact that you got divorced, or the fact that you're widowed, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to have the reins of the finances. I know, we talked about how many more women are the breadwinners in the family. I know a lot of women who are either the breadwinners, or they at least have the financial reins of the family, and they are the ones taking care of things. I remember and I've referenced my grade 12 economics class a number of times on this show, but I learned a lot in that. And I remember that the teacher who actually wrote the textbook for the program and for the course had told us that payday used to always be on Friday, and the men would go home or wouldn't come home on Friday night because they didn't have to go to work on Saturday. And lo and behold, they would probably go to the tavern or something and drink away a lot of that paycheck. And payday was moved to Thursday so the women could get a hold of it and keep and hold on to it to spend it on rent, groceries, the important things. I don't know if that is actually true, but that's what my economics teacher taught me in grade 12. And he didn't steer me wrong on too many things. So I should look up that piece of anecdotal history to see if there's any truth to it, but either you're paid on the 15th or the last of the month, or you're paid on a Thursday in most cases, and so that seems to ring true without me doing any background check on it. But I think that a lot of women out there listening are probably thinking, I wish I had a little bit more control over the finances of my family, or I did take over the finances of my family and we're doing better. But Kelvin, obviously, we'll get into some more stats and things like that as we continue, but with outside of the COVID recession that we've had, which has hit women in a really hard way, because women have been sort of called upon to maybe take some time off work. A lot of women in the service industry who work are not able to go to work because their jobs have been shut down for the last year and a half or so, and they've been affected more heavily than men in a lot of ways. And they've also been called upon to fill in some of those more traditional roles with children who have been stuck at home and not able to go to school. Those sorts of things tend to fall on women, regardless of whether it's the 20th century or the 21st century. That's just the way things happen to have fallen. And we've witnessed that this year and through this recession. But, I'm interested in sort of the differences in men and women. A lot of the things when I sit down with Kelly Catrera and we're planning the shows, we talk about, a lot of gendered mixes and a lot of things. How is this going to differ? And a lot of the times we'll disagree on something and Kelly will say, I think it's a male female thing or something like that. How are women different when it comes to investments? Are they investing in different things? Are they more cautious? I know in my own household, my wife is more cautious. When you do the little survey, when you're investing in your TFSA, and they say, I'm always higher risk than my wife is. And her investments tend to do better probably because she's a little bit more conservative. It depends on the time, because there's obviously on a longer time frame, mine do sort of catch up with hers. But when you do it, when you look at it day to day, her slow and steady seems to win the race.
And that's true. So what from my own opinion, after doing this for, 27-30 years, is what I've found, my personal observation, is that with a couple, when the female manages the household expenses, they tend to be financially more successful than when the guy does it. And it's true in my household. My wife, I don't know anything I pay for. She knows everything. And she manages it better than I would, because I don't really, even though I'm in the business, she looks after all that stuff. And that's what I've found, one thing. As far as women investing in guys, there is a big difference. What I'm finding more and more is women are more interested in, so women tend not to look at for successful investments through performance only. But they, us guys, we look at our statements every day and things like that. Mm. Women don't. They tend to take a longer approach, like a slow and steady, which actually always wins the race. They tend to focus on making sure their money reflects on their own values, rather than being, harnessed by priorities and things like that. So they have they look at more responsible investing, investing in reusable energy, solar stuff, things like that, environmental things. And there's a shift in the way people manage money now, big pension managers, money managers. It seems like they're going more to, solar power, or getting away from oil and gas and so on. So, and more women are asking about that kind of stuff. In fact, financial advisors don't really bring up the subject of responsible investing, because we're so caught up in the old way, right? And maybe it's because men tend to make the decision on what type of investments they want, and men, I guess the difference between men and women values when it comes down to financial planning is we look at returns, which is important. I mean, you want to double your money every 8 to 10 years, but there's a fundamental shift, and yes, we can still double our money in 8 to 10 years, but we can go to more responsible investments. And I think that's the major difference between men and women, from what I see, from my point of view anyways.
That's interesting. So women are voting a little bit more with their pocketbook and spending a little bit more and investing more on things that are match with their values, match with mm-hmm. their feelings, and they still want to win, right? They're trying to take a loss on it,
yeah.
But they're trying they're trying to help the world while they're doing it. And it's interesting, because I do see a lot more advertising, and I do hear a lot more about investment packages that are connected to, and what use a perfect example, environmental causes and things like that. And that's going to create a shift, as there are more women who are taking the reins of their own investment, and mm-hmm. they're going to be obviously investing in things that are going to change the world, and investing in clean technologies and things like that. And that could only be good for those companies that are producing those clean technologies and putting in research and development and things like that.
And that's why maybe this whole shifting of resetting the world is, women are taking a lead in that kind of stuff. And they tend to invest in stuff that gives back to their community, leaving a legacy, things like that. And it's funny, they say that if nothing changes in the world, by 2030, we'll only be able to meet 60% of drinking water, clean drinking water. So 2030 is what, 9 years away? So if we don't change things, we're gonna only supply 60% of drinking water. So it's a big shift in what we're doing. And I think, people are starting to see that kind of stuff, and women are taking the lead in responsible investments, which is a good thing. But to get back at some of the stats, the Vanier Institute of Family Reports says that 41% of Canadian marriages end before their 30th wedding anniversary. So I've been married 27 years, so I don't know. Got 3 years to
go. So watch what you say on this show.
I better watch. Yeah. So you know that's quite the report, you know. So a lot of things we go ahead.
No, you think about the way that that marriages go, how many people that you know that have ended their marriage, you know, whether it's 2 years in, 7 years in, 30, 27 years in, hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, not going to happen. But, you know, it obviously would make a major change. And that's one of the things you got to think about is that what a divorce would do potentially to your investments and what would it do to the retirement plans that you thought you had. And then you got to make some changes.
And 68% of divorced couples said that money was the whole reason for the split up. So, you know, after the break, we'll go on a little bit more about the gender gap and money and how women are different when it comes to investments than we are. And like you said before, it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman, slow and steady always wins the race when it comes to money. And you got to have a plan for yourself.
And that is the name of Calvin's phone number, rather. The end of Calvin's phone number is PLAN. 416-457-7526. 7526 spells out PLAN. 416-457-PLAN. Whether you're a man or a woman, you want to make sure that your investments and your retirement is planned correctly, give Calvin a call. 416-457-7526. And don't forget to visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And stay tuned for more Your Life, Your Money coming up on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, this is Your Life, Your Money, and we've been talking about women in retirement. And you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. Kelvin, you know, there's a lot to think about when you know that you are going to be at some point retired alone, you know, and that's statistically true for women. We covered that at the beginning of the show, whether it is that you never got married, whether it's because you got divorced, or whether it's because you've become widowed. And those are all things that you have to sort of plan and think about. And those are things that are obviously not things that you necessarily want to think about, but it's something that you're going to have to plan for.
So when I look at all of this stuff and clients of different ages and so on, the 65-year-old female today, you know, is different from the 35-year-old female today. So if you're 65 today or 35, you have a total different way of thinking. You know, you're more independent. There's a survey done by BMO that's found that 81% of women are taking steps to improve their financial situation. Three quarters or 74% said they generally feel confident about their financial situation. And about two thirds or 67% are setting financial goals for themselves. And I think that's the difference is back then, 30 years ago, the female didn't have any financial plans or any financial goals. And today's 35-year-old has many. And today they're getting married later in years. I think back then you got married when you were 20 something. Today it's when you're 30 something, even 40. Now maybe the pandemic is going to change that, and you know, people might go back to getting married when they were younger or so on. But the trend is getting married when you're older and having kids when you're older. So what we're finding is women are having more financial plans for themselves. The ones that are single or divorced or having more, you know, changing the way that they've done things. When I look at my daughter, Brittany, I know I had her on a few times on the show, you know, she's 27, or going to be 27 in June, and her thinking is totally different. You know, she has her RSP, her TFSA. She's working downtown. So her thought process is totally different than, say, someone that when they were 27, 30 years ago, what their thought process was. There was no, they didn't care about saving. They didn't know about bills and that kind of stuff. So the world has changed and people have changed, and women are more in the forefront of doing things when it comes to money than they used to be. So that's some of the things that we're finding. In fact, women are more, you know, buying homes on their own. They're more qualifying for mortgages, things like that. And their incomes still lagging behind men, but are starting to catch up to where it should be. So a lot of
it's interesting that you mentioned buying homes on their own and, you know, starting out life on their own and not just sort of moving from your parents' house to the house that you have together with your husband or something like that. I remember reading a statistic a few years ago that a lot of downtown Toronto's condo boom has been big in first-time home buyers who are women who are working and saving money and buying their own place on their own. And anecdotally, I've noticed, at least in my peers and the people that I know a lot more single women in their 20s and 30s who have bought a condo on their own than I know single men in their 20s and 30s who bought a condo on their own. And and it may be a generational thing, and maybe it's the way that, you know, women have had to sort of, you know, fight a little bit harder and push a little bit more in early on in their careers, and, you know, make sure they've got that property and make sure they've got that control and make sure they've got that financial independence. But I have noticed that something that is at least true in the people that I know and in my peers.
And, you know, when I sit down with couples, when they come to see me after the show, or what happens is, what I've noticed is the woman now is getting more involved or starting to a little bit more, trying to know things about how their investments work and things like that. And what I've noticed with clients over, I guess, that I've known for 5 years longer, before the woman didn't ask questions, you know, and didn't really, they listened, but they didn't say anything. And they're the ones who go away, and they're the ones who make the final decision on, should I, you know, put money in this stock or this fund or whatever. And now what I'm finding, that I've known them for more than 5 years, they're asking me questions that they never asked before. They're getting more involved in what's happening and things like that. So it seems,
I think that, you know, there again, it lies a bit of a gender mix and a gender difference. And I've noticed the same thing, and I'll admit it in my own experience. A lot of the times when we're sitting down with someone, anything to do with a professional financial person, a lot of the times I'm too proud to admit I don't know or understand something.
Yeah.
Whereas my wife is going to make sure she understands it. And that's something that will definitely happen. I'll sit there and I'll be like, some of the statistics and some of the numbers and some of the things will sort of make my eyes glaze over, and I don't know, I'm not listening to a word this guy's saying. And then meanwhile, my wife is asking pointed questions and making sure she understands, and she's not going to be, you know, held back by pride or anything like that, which I think is a, where they say the fairer sex, but it's also, you know, in some ways, you know, smarter to make sure that you're informed and make sure you understand what it is that you're investing in and how that's going to pay off.
And I don't know. And I think sometimes that that women maybe don't want to talk to a male financial, like a single woman don't want to speak to a guy, like a financial advisor guy, you know. And they try and do it on their own. And actually, there's a lack of women in our business. When I go to, well, conferences, we don't go anymore, but when we used to go, I would say 95% of the conference was all men. So there's a lack of women in the financial planning industry. So I guess young women, or anybody, women that are listening, maybe look to get into this type of business, because there's a lack of financial female financial advisors in our world. And I don't know why that is, you know?
Interesting. And, you know, then you think about that and the impact that would have. We've already talked about the impact that women have in the type of investments, investment packages and funds that are out there. What having more women as financial advisors would look like and how that would make things different. We'll take a quick break here and we'll talk a little bit more about retirement, talk a little bit more about the different experiences that women have versus their male counterparts and how women are changing the way that we look at retirement as well, coming up here on Your Life, Your Money. AskKelvin.ca is the website. That's AskKelvin.ca. Maybe you've got a planner and you want a second opinion, or maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, you know what? I need to take the reins of this thing. I need to make sure that I've got someone with years and decades of financial experience in my corner and people who've seen someone who's seen the way that demographics and the way that investing has changed over those decades and can help guide you into those golden years and into your retirement. AskKelvin.ca is the website. 416-457-7526. That is 416-457-PLAN.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Don't forget, you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca, or you can call him anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Now, Kelvin, we've been talking a lot about women in retirement, talking about the way that women differ and are changing the way that advisors and the way that just the investment industry looks at retirement and investments and in mutual funds, those funds that are, you know, connected to causes, connected to the environment, connected to other goals and other things that people have. Is there anything that we could sort of look at that is sort of for men or women or whoever's out there listening? What are some things that you can do to make sure that your investment life matches up and jives with your everyday life in a way that reflects your values and reflects the goals that you have and the things that you want to do so you can save money, invest money, make sure that you're set for retirement, but also make sure you're living your day-to-day just the exact way you want to?
Yeah, I think in our financial planning world, we focus all on retirement. And I think the pandemic has changed it. We need to focus on short-term things also. I'm not saying don't plan for retirement, but, you know, plan out a three-year plan, a five, a 10-year kind of thing, and that'll get you to retirement. Because if you can accomplish a short-term goal, you certainly can accomplish a long-term thing. So there's certain steps to financial success. To achieve financial success, you need to make a plan. It doesn't matter if you're men or women. Make a plan for yourself. You know, take a financial inventory of income and expenses. You know, what do I make and what do I owe? Identify your vision for the future, not someone else's, your vision, and plan to make it a reality through budgeting and monitoring your progress. And then review, keep reviewing and repeating the process as needed. And if you do so continuously, you will achieve your financial success, no matter what it may be. And your financial success may be different than mine. But the bottom line is, make a plan for yourself and identify what your vision is for the future, not someone else's. And if we do that successfully, I think we will fare very well in the short term and the long term. And that's what I've noticed in the last, you know, 20 years of my business. So people like me, I call myself a CXO. I know there's CFOs and COOs and so on, right? I'm a chief experience officer. That's what I call myself. Because what I give my clients is experiences. So, you know.
And you've got years of experience. You've learned from other people's experiences as well. And you've seen men and women and couples and the way that they have invested. You've seen successes. You've seen some lesser successes, and you know the pitfalls that you can fall into, and you know the way that you can help other people navigate. In the time that we have left, I do want to get to Maria, who's given us a call live on the air. And Maria, thank you so much for giving us a call, and thanks for joining us here as we talk about women in retirement here on Your Life, Your Money. Maria, what did you want to say to Kelvin?
Yeah, so I'm one of those people that hasn't really paid attention until all of a sudden I'm 50 and I'm like, holy crap, I should start thinking about this. So currently my work offers a 5.5% RRSP contribution. So they put in that money for us. We're actually thinking right now about moving to a pension plan instead. And I guess I just have a question about buyback. So I probably have about, I think, maybe $90,000 in an RRSP that has been contributed both by myself and my work. And just wondering, and like, you know, what should we do? Like, this is for my whole office, obviously. We'd have to all move over. And I am the HR person in a small office. So just wondering kind of what kind of advice to give around whether to go ahead and move to a pension plan.
So that question, you'd have to call me off air to answer.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things I can't really answer now. I need to know other things about it.
Okay.
But it's probably a good move. Actually, give me a call off air and we'll have a chat. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Maria.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much for calling, Maria. And just so you know, the number to call Kelvin off the air is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And that's an interesting question. You know, Maria has to sort of advise for the entire workplace here.
Well, you remember our last show was to commute or not to commute. And I don't mean taking the bus or car, like you said. Commute your pension or don't commute. So this is, that's why to answer a question like that, it's really, you can't, like, not in a minute, you know. I need more background and things like that. So hopefully she calls me during the week. But yeah, there's so many, you know, these shows that we do, Chris, you and I are you know, it goes beyond money, eh? It's more about whole life.
It's about life and it's about experiences and it's about so much more than just the dollars and cents.
Yeah. And I think that's what we try and bring across to people. Sit down with your advisor and plan out your life. You know, if you don't have one, give me a call and we can always have a chat about what you want to do and things like that. Like I say, I give you experiences of other people, what worked and what didn't work. So if you want to be successful in life, do what wealthy people do. And if you do so, you will, I don't know if you'll be wealthy, but you'll be well off, right?
Can all hope for.
Yeah. And success, like I say, is different for different people, right? So take the time and, you know, take the long weekend and reflect on what you want to do. The summer is coming. Hopefully everything opens up and we can get out and have fun and make a plan for yourself and you'll be fine. Right.
And the number to reach Kelvin off the air is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Don't forget to visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Kelvin, thanks for another great show. And we'll talk to you again soon. And stay tuned to Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.